Decisions, decisions. Hi, my name is Rhea Beecher, and right now, I'm facing two choices. I can either stay at my parents' house or move out. If I stay at my mom's house, life is familiar and comfortable.
Rhea! Rhea, dinner's ready!
But if I move out, I get to be independent and forge my own path. I don't know what's going to happen or what I'm giving up by choosing one way or the other. I wish someone could tell me what to do. Whichever decision I make, there's bound to be pain and hardship, but I'm not going to get anywhere if I just sit and do nothing. I need to move forward. Welcome to the Radioactive Podcast. Radioactive Youth Media is where teens make radio at KUOW. And on today's episode, we're bringing you three stories about how and why people make life-changing decisions. Radioactive's Emily Chua knows what it's like to dive right in. Emily is a second-year music student at the University of Washington. She agonized over the choice to study music. To be frank, there aren't a ton of promising jobs out there for professional musicians. Emily talked to her friend and fellow music major, Sydney Belden, about her decision.
That's my friend Sydney.
My name is Sydney Belden, and I'm a sophomore at the University of Washington, and I kind of love my life.
Sydney's at her dream school studying her dream majors, environmental studies and vocal performance. She's always loved singing, and she knew she wanted it to be part of her future. But her parents told her she also needed to have a more practical college major. Sydney faced a quandary.
I thought to myself, I was like, how sad would that be if I just never followed my dream? Because I was always known as the girl that was singing. I always sang the national anthem. I was leading worship at my church. I sang all the time in the house. I was in choir. I did musical theater. I love to sing. And I was just thinking that that would be devastating and a waste of potential and a waste of talent if I just never followed through with that and I never just tried.
So Sydney auditioned for the music program and got in. Now she had to balance two totally different majors. But she was ready to take on the challenge. She was living her dream.
There's a quote by Ron Swanson, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. Why would you half-ass two things when you can whole-ass one thing? Which I've never really resonated with, because if I have both of these majors, why would I want to do them kind of, not do them to their fullest potential, just so that I can do both?
Sydney has her friends and family at her back. But she says there's something even more important than having a support network.
You have to have faith in yourself.
That's especially important when dealing with a decision like studying to become a professional musician. The stigma of the starving artist is a hard one to break, but Sydney still sees value in pressing on.
Whether you're happy or sad, people always turn to artists, and I feel like people take it for granted.
Music is Sydney's safe space, and she knows that when she's on stage performing, she's creating a sanctuary for those listening to her, too. And that's what makes her decision to study music worthwhile, even if it's hard.
I'm stressed as hell. I can't even lie. I mean, like I said before, I'm having the right problems. That's the mentality that I try to have. Like, I had a whole meltdown earlier this week because things were just so overwhelming for me, but I just had to keep in mind the fact that I'm doing what I love, and I'm working towards the future that I want because I worked towards the future that I'm having now.
As teenagers, we're at the crux of the transition into adulthood and independence. The possibilities can be overwhelming and the decisions agonizing. But if we are having all the right problems, then we know we're on track.
That was Radioactive's Emily Chua. Too bad I can't live in two places at once. I guess I'll have to take a leap of faith. Radioactive's Eva Solario has more on that. She talked to her mom, Ana Iglesias, about Anna's decision to move to a new country with the man she fell in love with. Here's Eva.
Growing up, I never really knew how my mom made the decision to move here to Washington from Jalisco, Mexico. So I asked her.
Yo vivía en México. Terminé de estudiar la licenciatura en educación preescolar o maestra de kinder. Siempre me interesó estudiar el idioma porque es más fácil de tener un mejor trabajo en México como maestra bilingüe, y por eso decidí venirme a estudiar inglés. Viví con mi hermano y fue cuando conocí a tu papá.
When my mom was 25, she moved to California to study English. She only expected to be here a couple of months, but then she met this guy. And a few months after they met, he asked her to move in with him. Just imagine this guy who you've known for less than a year asking you to live with him. And get this, he asked you to live in an entirely new country together. And she said yes. I probably don't have to tell you who this guy is, but that guy is my dad. They moved from California to Washington, and shortly after, they had me. My mom was only 26, and boom, new country, new language, new partner, new kid. My mom became close friends with our neighbors, and she sought them out for support and advice. But she was greeted with other problems. As time passed, her marriage to my dad didn't work out. I asked her if she regretted the whole thing.
El decirte que me arrepiento de haberme venido a este país o de haberme quedado por estar con tu papá, eso yo no puedo decir que me arrepiento. Porque independientemente de lo que él sea, le di 3 hijos de los que yo estoy muy orgullosa y de los que me hacen feliz.
Listening to my own mom say she didn't regret moving here or even staying here with my dad was groundbreaking. I thought this entire time she would be bottled up with regret with making this decision. With the separation of my dad, it hurt all of us. But it shows that even if something doesn't directly work out, there may be something else there that makes it better. And for my mom, it was us, her kids.
Pues de todo lo triste, lo doloroso, lo malo, lo decepcionante, que he vivido, que ha sido un dolor del alma, eso es en lo que me ha convertido en una mujer más fuerte.
Honestly, it makes me reflect on my own decision making, and it's helped me reach the conclusion that there's really no definitive answer to living life. My mom's decision might have not been what she desired, having moved here with a random guy she had just met, but it led her to grander things. Support of friends like the Vecinos, new job opportunities, and us as her kids. Whatever path someone may be on, it could be hurtful, joyful, etc., there always may be something waiting to bloom.
That was Radioactive's Eva Solorio. I'm feeling better about making a decision now. Wherever I go, there's potential for me to grow and become a stronger person. But what happens if I don't have the freedom to choose? You know, sometimes you know what choices are ahead of you, and sometimes they just come out of nowhere. My mom discovered that for herself when a single phone call turned her world upside down. My mom's name is Jessica Beecher. She's funny. When she comes to her room, she makes everything more fun. She's understanding and supportive. She'll laugh and cry with you. And when she was around my age, she was kind of a party girl, running around barefoot on the streets of Olympia.
When I was young, I hopped all over town making friends, smoking pot, having no future. I loved it. And when I got older, I stuck with the non-conventional. I loved dancing more than anything. I absolutely loved to dance. I mean, my life was like a whirlwind.
Eventually, my mom settled down. But she still wanted to be a part of something big. So in 2018, when she was 33... she enrolled at Highline College to become a paralegal.
You know, the Black Lives Matter movement is getting going, and somebody's going to need to do that paperwork. Everybody wants to be on the front lines marching and throwing potatoes or whatever it is you guys do out there. But somebody's got to do that paperwork. And I said, I can come do that paperwork.
My mom was doing amazing in college. She had a 4.0. Every chance she got, she did extra credit. She's thriving. Until one day, she got a call from her niece that changed everything. See, my mom wasn't always my mom. She started off as my aunt. Not a blood aunt, but the chosen family kind of aunt.
I actually worked for your birth mother. Well, that's how I met her.
So my mom is in college. It's 2018, and I'm 10 years old. That year, my birth mom stopped being able to take care of me and my siblings. And then one night, everything changed for my mom.
So I got out here and I went to paralegal school down at Highline. Oh, and I just took to it. I loved it. And my civil rights class was coming up in the summer and I got so excited. And that's when I got the call from your sister that I needed to come get hold of you right now. And then that night I came and got all of you and everything changed that night.
When my mom said this, I was dumbfounded. Taking me and my four siblings in was not an easy choice to make. And the fact that my mom had to make that decision in a snap of a finger is incredible. To officially take us, my mom had to go to court.
And I remember that judge, just a few days later, looked at me and said, "Do you want them? Do you even want them? Can you do this?" And I was like, "How are you even asking me that? I'm here, aren't I? I said I wanted them, didn't I?" I was a little bit offended, but I had to be nice because, you know, court.
It was one of the biggest choices my mom had ever made, and she was confident in her choice. She wanted us, and she didn't second guess. She just said yes.
And I took you guys for as long as I could, and it was difficult. It was, you know, I was all by myself, and there was a lot of y'all. But those days have passed. It is not as hectic as it was back then.
I know my mom is happy with the path she chose, but I know it hasn't been easy for her. So I wanted to know, if she can go back in time and tell herself one thing, what would she say?
If I could go all the way back to when I was young and grungy and living on the streets, I would tell myself that I had value, that I would have value, and that people would tell me that I didn't, but they were wrong.
My mom didn't just make a difference through paperwork and Black Lives Matter. She also made a difference just by being my mom.
I came here wanting to be helpful and change the world, and I am now capable of being helpful, and I am changing the world.
My mom had two paths. She was walking down one when she got pushed down another one. Now she gets to walk both paths, parenting us and pursuing her dreams of becoming a lawyer. She's taking classes right now. All right, clearly, there's no manual or textbook to tell you exactly what to do. I've learned a few things to guide me though. Whatever I choose, I have to put my all into it. Big decisions won't benefit from half-hearted commitment. There's no right course of action either. After all, everyone's unique. We find different ways to make things work. And finally, I need to ask myself the big question. What am I trying to do and who am I trying to be? I don't have to know every single thing I'm going to do in the next 10 years. But in the end, it's up to me. I'm the only one who can make this decision. And you bet I'm going to make it count. In the end, life happens, and I'm choosing to hop on for the ride.
This Radioactive Youth Media podcast was produced by Rhea Beecher, Emily Chua, and me, Eva Solario, featuring Jessica Beecher, Sydney Belden, and Anna Iglesias. Special thanks to our editor, Kelsey Kupfer, and our mentors, Noah Gaska and Charlotte Engraf.
As well as Ellen Kwan, Jaden Wong, David Lin, and Sophie Ma for providing background information. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KUOW Radioactive. For more stories, visit kuow.org/radioactive or check in wherever you listen to your podcasts.